If the season ended today, the New York Jets would be in the playoffs. And while their standing now will ultimately mean little at the end of the season, this team has set themselves up to do something special in the season's second half. We have one of the most imposing defensive fronts in football. Rex Ryan said the Jets might have the best defensive player in the league right now, Muhammad Wilkerson, and that point would be hard to argue, considering Wilkerson has 8 sacks and is a beast against the run despite facing constant double-team attention. Big Mo leads a group that includes sensational rookie Sheldon Richardson, the vastly improved Damon Snacks Harrison, and the athletically gifted Quentin Coples, who broke out against the Saints. In the middle of the defense, David Harris has played fast and violent, and DeMario Davis has emerged in his first year as a starter, while outside backer Kelvin Pace continues to be a stalwart. The Jets have the NFL's top brush defense, and their 2 interceptions of Drew Brees was an encouraging sign. Offensively, coordinator Marty Mordenweg has been nothing short of a magician the way he has effectively used personnel. Rookie quarterback Geno Smith has had more ups than downs, displaying great poise for a youngster along with a big arm and nifty feet to get yards on the ground. When Smith protects the football as he did against the Saints, these Jets are a tough out. The Jets have the NFL's 11th ranked rush offense, and at times they have looked unstoppable on the ground with Bilal Powell and Chris Ivory. Help could be on the way for the passing game in the form of number 10 and number 81, as Santonio Holmes and Kellen Winslow may make their returns to the lineup against the Bills in week 11. Nick Folk has been perfect, and Josh Cribbs has given the club a turbo boost on special teams. On paper, the remaining schedule is not daunting. The Carolina Panthers are their only remaining opponent, who has a better than 500 record at this point. These Jets know they can't afford to look ahead. After all, they haven't won back-to-back games since 2011. But wins over the Patriots and the Saints should give this club a lot of confidence. They get an extra week of preparation before they visit the Bills in Buffalo on November 17th. That should help on the injury front, and then let's take it from there. But this is shaping up to be an exciting December for Jets Nation.